Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're continuing with the Bible principle of speak to your mountain. And the topic we're doing today is an Old Testament example of a New Testament born-again believer. This is part two from an eight-part series. Let us now go to the example of David and Goliath we find in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 3. Now the Philistines were gathered together their armies to battle, and they were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongs to Judah, and they were pitched at a certain place. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and a valley was between them. We have a situation here in the scriptures where you've got two armies, the Philistine army and the Israelites. They're on a mountain side, both on two different mountain sides with a valley between. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 11, we have the battle scene. Let me explain that to you point by point. The army of the Philistines gathered together against the army of Saul. Both were on opposite sides of the mountains, facing each other with a valley in between. Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, approximately 3 meters tall, and had a coat of armor of 57 kilograms. The spearhead weighed 7 kilograms, and the size of the spear was such that a normal man could not close his hand around the circumference of that beam. Goliath calls out and defies the armies of Israel against God's man and God's people for 40 mornings and 40 nights, 40 days and 40 nights in verse 16. Your mountain, your problem, your Goliath will speak to you at least two times a day. First, when you wake up in the morning, and second, just before you go to bed at night. These are the times when a person is at their weakest or off guard and can be most likely influenced by fear and doubt and unbelief. Goliath wanted to fight God's man, that is Saul, and to pull down Saul and his anointing. Saul and Israel hears the challenge of Goliath, and they were dismayed, or they lost courage and they had no hope. An army in the field in this condition has no victory, and the devil knows that. The battle scene shows the reality of the battle that goes on in the spiritual realm and is manifested in the earth and the natural and physical realm of every human being. In this story of David and Goliath, we see the following representation of the characters. The battle scene represents the conflict between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Goliath represents Satan. The Philistine army represents Satan's demons and evil spirits. Saul is equal to God's man walking in fear, unbelief, and no anointing and not trusting God and his promises. The Israeli army, God's people, or his family. David represents God's man walking in faith, walking in belief, and the anointing and trusting God and his promises. Let me also add something before I end this topic. Your mountain will speak to you constantly in the first thing in the morning and last thing at night time. And I've told you the reasons why. It's when you're at your weakest, spiritually speaking, and physically as well. When your mountain or your problem speaks to you on a constant basis every day, at least at night time before you go to bed and when you wake up, when that speaks to you, speak back to it. Now, most people would think that's a bit silly thing to do. No, it's not silly. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. We are to do the same thing. If you have a letter, for example, on your table and it says that you're sick and you're dying, speak to it. Don't look at it all the time. Speak to it and say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. I bind you, sickness, I command you out of my life. Speak to that letter, speak to that, whatever it may be speaking to you, speak to the mountain and command it to be removed in the name of Jesus, and speak the word of God over that situation. That is the answer to the spiritual situation. Also remember, when God created the heavens and the earth, he used words. This planet is a word created planet, and it still operates on words of faith or words of fear, and we are the ones that choose. When fear comes into your life, when a mountain comes into your life, in the name of Jesus, look it completely in the eyes, face it head on, and say, in the name of Jesus, be removed. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up will be found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 12 to 30, and this is where David is sent to the frontline battle. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.